As we get ready for the 2019 National FFA Convention, we're visiting with the official national officer candidate for Oklahoma, selected earlier this year, Brooklyn Light. Brooklyn, tell me a little bit about your involvement in FFA. What got you interested in the blue and gold back as you got ready to get into high school?
My experience within the corduroy jacket has definitely been an extremely unique one. I started out, my grandpa growing up raised butcher pigs, and he one day jokingly told my sister and I that we should show those butcher pigs as show pigs. And that was at first kind of a funny joke between my parents. They were very hesitant at first to let us do so, but after finally doing some convincing, that is how I first got involved in showing livestock and then got involved furthermore into speeches and opening ceremonies. And honestly, it was all downhill from there.
So and what the chapter you're part of is?
The Garber FFA chapter.
So tell me a little bit about your progression through the years with FFA at Garber.
So my progression through the years, I actually started out my first year of FFA was at Kremlin Hillsdale, and I transferred to Garber my freshman year of high school. That is whenever I really just became full out, all in, like FFA, because my freshman year I transferred, and so I had to sit out of sports. And I soon found that I had found a home away from home within the corduroy jacket, within the people that I met at leadership conferences and camps. And so just really getting to dig in and find that I loved public speaking and showing livestock and all of those things really played a big role into creating me to be the person that I am today.
And from Garber, you actually were a part of a state FFA officer team just a couple of years ago.
Yes. So I had the opportunity to serve as state FFA reporter for the 2017-2018 team. And, you know, that experience, had I not had that, there's no way I would be sitting in this chair today, because I would have never thought to go so far as to pursue a office on the national level. And so just looking back on everything that's unfolded, it's really unique to get to sit back and reflect as I'm going through this process.
Oklahoma actually has a pretty specific process in selecting the representative from the state that'll go up and be interviewed and be a part of the national officer candidate process. What got you interested? In other words, how did you come about actually applying for an effect and then being selected by the committee?
So at the conclusion of my state officer year as reporter, I decided to throw my name in the hat and run for president, and was not selected to serve in that manner. And for a while, like, one of the first questions my ag teacher asked me after that was, well, are you going to run for national office? Like, you wanted to serve another year, so is that something that you're going to do? And for a while, that was something that I definitely struggled with, that battle of thinking, well, if I wasn't elected to serve as president, what makes people think that I could serve on a national level and represent Oklahoma in this way? And it really came down to going to being asked to present a workshop at state convention following the conclusion of my state officer year, and getting back into that workshop and getting to prep and then being back and interacting with FFA members. That was the final deciding factor of something that had really played a big role in the back of my mind for a while. It was something that I had thought about but really didn't know if I would bring into light. And so being able to experience that and see those members and realize that I wasn't ready to hang up the corduroy yet.
Right. Back in, I guess, what, June, you had the chance to actually be selected. As you got word that you were the national officer candidate, what kind of went through your mind? How did you start getting your arms around that as you headed toward preparation?
My initial just first thoughts whenever I received the phone call was just wonderstruck. I really had not seen myself in the position. And so to really just be there to where I was getting that phone call, honestly, like, I was in the truck with my ag teacher because she had went with me, and at first I was like, is this real? Like, can you pinch me for a second? And it was just a lot of wrapping my mind around the fact of all of the months of preparation to come, But that first initial day, like, I took it to celebrate, got home, kind of played a practical joke on my family and told them that I didn't get it. And then whenever I got home, I broke the news so I could see their reaction in person. But after that, it was pedal to the metal. The next day, I texted some people, Ridge and a few others that had been through the process before, and really kind of asked for their advice and how they went about approaching such a large task. And so I came up with a plan to sit down and realize that I wanted to take steps of working on one thing every day. And that's kind of the mindset that I've had in approaching this and being able to just break it down and chunking such a big task and a big responsibility and incredible opportunity.
I guess both the challenge and the opportunity are there, and it can be seen that we've had two officer candidates in a row be named to the national officer team. I guess that's incentive, but also a daunting kind of a challenge.
Yeah, so that's something I've been joked with about a lot, is being called three-peat. And, you know, I don't know. I've been joking with them. I'm like, don't say that. We don't want to jinx it. But it's something that I really had to set aside at the beginning. That was definitely a mental barrier, just the fact that I'm following two incredibly intelligent and amazing individuals. And so something that I've come to realize is just how different that experience looks for each and every single person. Because you take Ridge and you take Piper, and while they do have a lot of unique and similar qualities, a lot of those are still very different, and they're very different people. And so I've taken on that same mindset of not necessarily having to fill this national officer candidate jacket, but really just getting to make it my own. And so I'm really excited to get to go through this process with that in mind.
One or two things as you've gone through the process of getting ready to go to Indianapolis, what kind of really sticks out in your mind that as far as you've gone through getting ready, or for all practical purposes, it's on top of you now. You're gonna start the drinking from the fire hose in literally just a couple more days.
So some things that stick out are just the amount of growth I've been able to look back and see me starting out in this process versus where I'm at now, just on a personal level of knowing who I am and knowing that I'm going to be able to best convey myself to the committee and put it out there and say, you know, this is me, take it or leave it. And also just the amount of individuals and connections that I've been able to come in contact with. I have honestly been able to meet some of my closest friends now because of this process, and getting to have those friendships built, and then also connections and those conversations with people that are higher up in our industry, and getting to pick their brain about things and letting them talk to me and share with me their knowledge and just pour into me has been so awesome to get to do over the past couple of months.
One of those questions that may come up at some point, or you'll have a chance to express it in some form or fashion. What do you think, you know, what have you learned from FFA? What will you take that day, whenever it is that you hang up the blue and gold jacket for the last time, what are you going to take into your life from the FFA experience?
Whenever I think of my FFA experience as a whole, I kind of break it down into three categories, the past, the present, and the future. You know, I look back at how far I've come from being a shy eighth grade FFA member, showing my first pig, getting involved, to now being Oklahoma's national officer candidate and getting to have such an honor to be able to represent us on a national level, and just being able to look forward to that future of this is what I have in store, and knowing that I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for my experiences within the corduroy jacket, and looking forward to that career and what that future looks like. And, you know, it's really exciting to get to view all three of those things. And I honestly, I've said it before and I'll say it until the end of time, I would not be the person that I am if it wasn't for this corduroy jacket and what it's molded me to be.